بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبد الله ابن مبارك رحمة الله عليه فرماتته أول شو شخص خاب غفلة سي بيدار هو وہ حبیب اجمی تھے اور یہ اس طرح ہوا کہ ایک دن ان کو مچھلی کی خواہش ہوئی. جب اس کو لے کر اپنے گھر آئے اور اسے ہنڈیا میں ڈالا تو ایک سائل آ گیا لیکن آپ نے اسے لوٹا دیا. اللہ تعالی نے مچھلی کو خون کر دیا. حبیب اجمی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے اس سے نصیحت حاصل کی اور اپنا تمام مال چھوڑ کر چلے گئے. حضرت عبداللہ ابن مبارک انسیڈنٹ آف حضرت حبیب اجمی رحمت اللہ علیہ. حضرت حبیب اجمی رحمت اللہ علیہ ویری گریٹ اولیاء مرید آف حضرت حسن بصری رحمت اللہ علیہ. بیفور اس ریفارمیشن سے منی لینڈر اینڈ he would thrive only on interest on riba, and he was a very hard person. He decided to eat some fish he acquired from one of his debtors. He went to the debtor, didn't have any interest money. That fish there was for which he had bought for his home, so he took that fish. He brought it, and he and his wife prepared, and when it was prepared, the entire pot inside it turned into blood. It's only blood inside them. So this shocked him so much. I can see it for him, a warning for him from Allah Ta'ala, that immediately he gave up whatever he was doing, and he contributed all his wealth, whatever he had, as sadaqah. And he went to Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah and made Tawbah. And he became his murid. He attained a very, very high and lofty status. Once Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah was his sheikh. He went one night to his home. When he reached there, Habib Ajmi Rahmatullah was performing Salat and was reciting Qiraat. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah wanted to join the gym and form a Jamaat. But when he heard his recitation, he was dissatisfied. Hazrat Habib Ajmi Rahmatullah was a non-Arab, was not an Arab. His pronunciation was not entirely correct. Even Hazrat Bilal Rahmatullah, such a great Sahabi, and he was the first Muazzin appointed by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the greatest Muazzin, yet he could not pronounce correctly. For instead of reciting Ashhadu Allah, he would recite Ashhadu Allah. It was his natural tongue. So Hazrat Habib Ajmi Rahmatullah also, his recitation was not correct according to Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah. So because of that, he refrained from joining him. He did not perform Salat behind him. That night, Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah, in a dream, he saw Allah Ta'ala. And he asked Allah Ta'ala, then, Ya Allah, show me a way to reach you, a shortcut, a quick way of reaching you. So Allah Ta'ala responded, As-salatu khalf al-adim, to perform Salat behind Habib Ajmi, and then you reach me quickly. So Ya Allah Ta'ala, he looked at the heart. Allah Ta'ala looks at the heart, he doesn't look at our appearances. His recitation was not because of negligence, his incorrect pronunciation was not because of negligence. It was a natural deformity in his tongue. Yes, it is wajib on everyone to learn to recite the Quran correctly with tajweed. But if one, despite learning, still unable to pronounce correctly, there is no sin, you must continue reciting. It does not mean that you have to leave off and not recite. Sufyan Thawri, yes, the reason why the blood, the fish turned also into blood, was while he was his wife was preparing it, a sign, a beggar came, asked for some food, and he turned the beggar away. And he sent him away without giving him anything. He was a miser, a person who without interest, who had no feeling. So that also was one of the reasons why the fish turned into blood. But the Sufyan Sawari Rahmatullahi, jab kisi sahil ko apne darwaze par dekhte, to bahut khush hote. Hazrat Sufyan Sawari Rahmatullahi, when you would see a sahil, a beggar at his door, he was became very happy, extremely happy. Aur farmate hain, is shakhs ko marhaba ho, jo mere gunah dhone ko aaya. And he would say, welcome to this person who has come to wash my sins. He has come to wash my sins. Otherwise, when you give someone something, sadaqah, it is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala in him. And in lieu of Allah Ta'ala, cleanses us. And he purifies us. So the Sufyan Surah also welcome them. Now I see this applies to genuine people in need. One has to use your discretion. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was busy cleaning his camel. Then a beggar came and asked him something. He needed some food, something. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala glanced at his bag and he saw that he had flour, wheat inside his bag. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala ignored him. The second time again he asked. Again Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala ignored him. When he asked the third time, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu grabbed his bag and he emptied the contents, that wheat, in front of the camel, and the camel ate it up. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu gave me the bag. And now you are a genuine beggar. You are it's entitled to the bag. Hams in the kitab, it's not permissible for a person to beg if he has food for that day. Right. So one has to use your intelligence and use your discretion. On this I want to offer a few words of advice about those who hang around here outside the masjid. One instance, especially this Jummah happened, all of you were gone. In addition to the usual few couple who hang around there, those who are on drugs, there are some new faithcomers also, join them. And then there was almost a physical fight outside amongst them, because they got some form of agreement amongst them that this door belongs to me and that door belongs to you, and whoever comes they must give him a cut from whoever. If someone gives him 20 rand, he has to give him a 10 rand cut. So it goes on the fight then, and they almost came to blows. Now the number of people are increasing, these drug addicts are increasing there. And those brothers who are giving them, they are not rendering any service. They're creating a problem for us. A big problem is going to happen one day there. When you see blood showing, they take knives out and will start to fight. If you are so anxious to give, call them by your home, or call them to your shop or elsewhere and give them. Please don't give him anything outside by the masjid. You're creating problems and there will be violence outside. And then you will be free, then we have to sit now with them with that problem. You're not helping them in any way. Go and give them food and then they will not come also to you. You are assisting them with their haram drugs. So it is a thing you must use your discretion. Allah Ta'ala has given everyone aql and use it correctly. We had Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who grabbed that person's food and gave it to the camel and said, now you have justification for going to beg. But these people here, they beg the thing. They don't want to work, and work available also. We offered them work also several times, but they refused. Why should they work for 50, 60, 70 rand a day when in one day they can collect a couple of hundred rands? Everyone comes, give 20 rand, 10 rand, 20 rand. One Herald reporter, woman, she this guy said, as a beggar, this is today where they are staying, where you can park somewhere on a robot. In 3 hours, she collected 1500 rand from the cars. She said, this, those people are staying there, and then in 3 hours, she collected 1500 rand. So this is a way, so you must use your discretion and not create problem outside the masjid. Call them elsewhere and give them something, but not out in the masjid. Yeah.